Jesus and the Samaritan woman. Jesus had to cross Samaria. He came to a Samaritan town called Sychar, near the land that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well is there. Tired from his journey, Jesus sat down by the well. It was about noon. Now, a Samaritan woman came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had just gone into town to buy some food. The Samaritan woman said to him,
"How is it that you, a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan and a woman, for a drink?"
For Jews, in fact, have no dealings with Samaritans. Jesus replied, "If you only knew the gift of God, if you knew who it is that asks you for a drink, you yourself would have asked me, and I would have given you living water." The woman answered,
"Sir, you have no bucket, and this well is deep. Where is your living water? Are you greater than our ancestor Jacob, who gave us this well after he drank from it himself, together with his sons and cattle?"
Jesus said to her, "Those who drink of this water will be thirsty again. But those who drink of the water that I shall give will never be thirsty. For the water that I shall give will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him,
"Give me this water, that I may never be thirsty and never have to come here to draw water."
The woman said to him,
"I know that the Messiah, that is the Christ, is coming. When he comes, he will tell us everything."
And Jesus said, "I who am talking to you, I am he." At this point, the disciples returned and were surprised that Jesus was speaking with the woman. However, no one said, "What do you want?" or "Why are you talking with her?" In the meantime, the disciples urged Jesus, "Master, eat." But he said to them, "I have food to eat that you don't know about." And the disciples wondered, "Has anyone brought him food?" Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of the one who sent me and to carry out his work. You say that in 4 more months it will be the harvest. Now I say to you, look up and see the fields white and ready for harvesting. People who reap the harvest are paid for their work, and the fruit is gathered for eternal life, so that sower and reaper may rejoice together. Indeed, the saying holds true, one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap where you didn't work or suffer. Others have worked, and you are now sharing in their labors." In that town, many Samaritans believed in him when they heard the woman who declared,
"He told me everything I did."
So when they came to him, they asked him to stay with them, and Jesus stayed there 2 days. After that, many more believed because of his own words, and they said to the woman, "We no longer believe because of what you told us, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is the Savior of the world." When the 2 days were over, Jesus left for Galilee.